10 years after Frank Sinatra's death, Reprise Records has released a new collection of his tunes on an album called Nothing But the Best. I met up with Dick Bishop, creator and former longtime host of WFIU's Afterglow. He let me know that this is more than just another greatest hits compilation. For a Sinatra fan such as himself, this is something exciting, a CD that can transport you. I started off by asking him what was going on in Frank Sinatra's life around the time of these recordings.
Well, you have to remember, maybe you don't, Annie, but some of us do, that Frank really had a very unfortunate decade from about 1943 to 53. His fortune started to fall. He lost his Columbia contract. He had throat problems, so he was unable to really perform in nightclubs. He was really at the bottom of the heap. He was riding high, don't forget, just a few years before that with Dorsey and then afterwards, and he was a very popular singer back in the 40s. So in 1951 and 2 and 3, his fortunes changed totally. He was Maggio in From Here to Eternity, won an Oscar. He also moved from Columbia to Capitol Records, owned in those days by Johnny Mercer, who was, of course, a superb vocalist and musician. But by, say, 1960, the bloom was off the rose on his Capitol contract. He was unhappy. He was singing some stuff that he thought was sort of beneath him. And so he formed his own record company, Reprise. He redid some of his classics for Reprise, and I happen to like those better than the original Capitals because he puts a lot more of himself into it. And I think he realized that in many cases it'd be the last go-around for a particular song or performance.
You bought the new CD.
Yeah, I did.
And talk to me about that, some of the selections that you liked on it.
Well, anybody knows me. I love Drinking Again, but The Way You Look Tonight's a spectacular. Bewitched is wonderful, and then, of course, Luck Be a Lady, and The Good Life is here. The Girl from Ipanema with that wonderful album that he did with Antonio Carlos Jobim that is one of my favorites. Summer Wind, Call Me Irresponsible, My Kind of Town Will Lift You Right Off Your Seat.
Well, and this CD was released to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of his death.
Yeah, that's correct.
So talk to me a little bit about the legacy of Frank Sinatra, even today.
Aside from the fact that he's the world's greatest interpreter of American popular song, Frank believed in what he sang. He was very meticulous in analyzing. In many, many cases, he knew the lyricist. And he would talk to them about what they meant by a particular phrase, and then he would go into the studio and put his own spin on it. You know, the famous Sinatra swagger. He's one of a kind.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Frank Sinatra's life is one of the great lives of the 20th century. Love him or hate him, and obviously there are a lot of blemishes on Frank's life. But no one lived a life like Frank Sinatra, and we were fortunate because he sang about it. He sang about his life.
Dick Bishop, thank you so much for speaking with
me
today.
My pleasure, Ian.
But to love you and the way you look tonight.